The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is the top five rental property risks. But before we begin, I just to touch base with you guys and see how you're doing, try to encourage you. I shared a couple of weeks ago about some pretty tough things that were happening in Indianapolis. And, you know, those are just part of the real estate investing package. And a lot of times you just have to roll with it and do your best. We're moving forward. We're not being discouraged. Definitely a lot of things I have to take care of on my plate, but I'm excited. I'm actually getting ready to head back to Indianapolis and wrap up some last-minute details on our third Airbnb unit, look at some of the fire damage that we had, also check out some properties that we may potentially make an offer on. So we're still moving forward. We're not discouraged. Just thought I'd let you know that. Also, some of you have been asking, you know, how is the 1,000 by 2020 goal going? And I'll update you and just let you know here that, you know, that when we first started, it was a very different market out there, both nationally and regionally. And we didn't anticipate some of the things that are going on out there right now. And I'll tell you, you know, I'm very conservative and I am cautious. I'm sticking to my criteria. You know, that has definitely delayed some of our goals. I think it's important to know that, you know, we're not in a rush, even if we do have a goal. The goal is not really the focus here. The most important thing is to be able to make smart buying decisions, not hasty purchases. And I realize I may have some anxious folks out there, that some that are interested in investing with us and others that are, you know, want to move forward and to get into, you know, some good investments here. But I'd rather wait for the right deal than have to explain later why our investors aren't getting the return that they had hoped for. It's more important that we find the right thing. One of the things that we're seeing is people are just paying way too much for apartments that are out there. And that is kind of an unhealthy thing, I think, because I like to buy below market rates so that if there is any kind of market correction or anything that where you might have to adjust your numbers and adjust your operations, that you have room to do that. I think people that pay top dollar for, you know, even above value for properties, they run a risk that I'm not comfortable doing at all. So, you know, I think the key thing here is that you need to be in the right spot in the market cycle. And again, we're looking at emerging markets. So we're looking at that middle to low point on that bell curve. Now, if I'm in a market and it's up at the top of that bell curve, no, I'm not going to buy. That does not make any sense whatsoever, because all you're going to have are declines in price as over the next 3-5 years. You know, we want to get in a place where we're buying where the price is not only below market, but also there's a lot of room for growth and that prices are going up. And that's tough. So we're looking in secondary and tertiary markets. We're looking for that sweet spot, that place out there where there is that diamond in the rough. That takes a little bit longer than it does just to acquire properties. It'd be real easy to buy properties, but to buy the right ones, that's where our focus is. So I just want to let you know that, you know, we're not in a hurry. We have a goal set to accomplish a certain thing by a certain date. But overall, unless we see the properties we see that we're setting our criteria on, we're not going to move forward until we do. So that's the update now. Let me move on to our topic of the top five rental property risks. And I think it kind of goes in with what I just said. A rental property is one of the most popular choices picked by real estate investors looking to invest in new opportunities. I'm sure there are flippers, wholesalers, builders, speculators, and more. But rental property is something most people who have ever owned a house can easily grasp and understand. I think that's why a lot of folks move into rental property. There are several benefits to owning a rental property, such as earning a steady monthly cash flow from rental income, fantastic tax benefits, securing a long-term source of profit, and a means of leverage to grow your investment portfolio, as well as, you know, just a solid investment that historically increases in value over time. However, despite rental properties being one of the least risky options for investing in real estate, there are a few risks that are associated with owning a rental property that every real estate investor and landlord should know about if he or she wants to find success in his or her investment. From having a high vacancy rate through getting stuck with negative cash flow to renting out the property to the wrong types of tenants, these are just some of the most common risks associated with owning a rental property. In this podcast, I want to zero in on five key rental property risk areas that you should be aware of and carefully plan to alleviate. Let's start with number one, vacancy rate. The biggest and most common risk that real estate investors and landlords usually consider is the risk of high vacancy rates. Naturally, since you're tenants are the source of income from your rental property, in order for you to be earning money from your investment, you need your investment property to be fully occupied, or at least as close to fully occupied as possible for a good portion of the year. Typically, in an optimal situation, you will want your vacancy rate to be no more than 10%, okay, in order to achieve maximum returns. However, it is still possible to earn a good profit on a rental property if you buy right with an occupancy rate of 70 to 80%. More importantly, most banks and lenders take occupancy rates into consideration when deciding whether to lend you money or not. And the average accepted occupancy rate for most banks is either 70% to 80%. Now, commercial renters generally, especially if you're going to get the good loans, they want to see at least 90 days of 90% occupancy levels. That's they look for that maximum. That's for your Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac types of loans. When planning your finances, you should always make sure to calculate an estimate of the expected vacancy rate on your rental property and add it in as an expense in your calculations. You should also assume the worst in order to avoid any unexpected financial, local or national economic disasters. Risk number two, bad location. In real estate, investing, okay, you've heard it before, location, location, location. It's everything, right? Whether you're buying a rental property or any type of real estate property, you should always take the location of the property into consideration. Some locations might seem like a great choice for a rental property due to lower prices and high occupancy rates, but in many cases, these numbers might indicate that the area is either underdeveloped or that it has a relatively high crime rate. And those are sometimes what you see as your C-D properties. Purchasing a rental property in a neighborhood that has a high crime rate might seem like a good idea if you're looking at the price of the property alone, as it will probably be lower than the average price in the housing market. These areas also have other types of risks associated with them, higher occupancy, as people tend to rent homes instead of buying them. The risk, however, lies in the high chances of your rental property getting vandalized or robbed, which might lead to unexpected expenses and repair costs, in addition to the complications of legal matters that might arise due to these acts. Always choose your location carefully in real estate. While in some cases it might be a good idea to invest in a bad neighborhood by purchasing a cheap investment property, especially if the neighborhood is showing signs of future development and an improved presence of law and order, in most cases the risks are not worth it. One of the areas you go into a risk when you're buying in the path of progress, sometimes you're buying in an area that's gentrification or there's different economic factors affecting the price of properties and they're going up and rents are going up. But if it has some other negatives like that, especially high crime rates, you're running a risk. Risk number three, market economy. If you're getting into the real estate business as an investor or as a landlord, you should always keep yourself up to date on the local and national market economy. And you also need to educate yourself to understand the market and how it functions based on the different factors that matter. The market economy plays a huge role in affecting a rental property's future value. For example, if you buy a rental property during peak times at property prices, even if this property results in considerable profits through its rental income, when the time comes for selling the property, and I was talking about this earlier, you buy it at the top of the bell curve, you might find that its value has gone down drastically as the market moves away from its peak price, resulting in selling the property for a lower value. This might even cost you more money than you had earned during the period of renting the property out. For this reason, it's usually a good idea to have a deep understanding of the market's economy, and that's both regionally and nationally, and to be able to at least have a forecast of the future in the long term with various worst-case scenarios to determine whether buying the investment property at this time is a good idea or not. Risk number four, negative cash flow. The cash flow of a rental property is the amount of profit that you earn from that property after paying all expenses, taxes, and mortgage payments. The cash flow is normally much lower than the rental rate of the property. Positive cash flow means that you're actually earning money on your investment, while a negative cash flow means that your expenses, taxes, and mortgage payments are higher than your rental income, resulting in you losing money on your investment over time. Now, we say here, your cash flow is king, and we're serious about that. We always buy with cash flow in mind first. And in order to achieve a positive cash flow and avoid a negative one, it's crucial to have accurate calculations of your rental property expenses and costs before moving forward and purchasing it. This includes estimating all the different expected and unexpected costs related to your investment, such as maintenance and repair costs, vacancy rate, capital expenditures, and property management. It's very important to be as thorough as possible, as even the smallest expenses might add up to a considerable amount over a long period, so they should all be included in your calculations. And number five, our last one, bad tenants. Now, while a landlord would typically want his or her investment property to be occupied whenever the opportunity arises, in some cases, the slight increase in the occupancy rate might not be worth the while. Before renting out your property, your tenants, a landlord should make sure that the tenants who are going to stay in the property will not cause any additional headaches or even cause financial losses to the landlord. And some landlords get really antsy and they want to fill that vacancy, or maybe they're trying to meet that 90% so that they can get the good funding, and they'll take in people that they probably shouldn't. It's crucial to screen the prospective tenants who are applying to rent the property very carefully before even considering handing them a key. Some tenants might have a bad credit score or a bad history or not be able to pay their rents or even have criminal records or a history of violence, which is not something that you will want to deal with as a landlord. Additionally, you should contact any previous landlords who have dealt with the tenants to ask them for reviews. Some tenants might have bad habits that might cause damages to your property, which might result in additional maintenance costs for you. Well, let me wrap up that in saying that while rental properties are an excellent real estate investment for generating passive income, and while they typically have a low rate of risk when compared to other types of investments, it's important that you consider all possible risks before making your final investment. Look at worst-case scenarios and make sure you have a plan to deal with each scenario and how it will affect your bottom line. It just makes good sense to carefully and methodically develop a strategic real estate investment plan that takes into account all potential risks. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here will be outlined very carefully, and any links that that we think will be helpful for you as well in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And just look for the episode on the top five rental property risks. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.